And we also had a signal over there, too.
So Lister's a type of plow?
It's a plow that throws, makes a furrow.
Makes a furrow, throws it out, so you have kind of...
Both sides, and plants and plants behind it.
Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
No, I don't think so.
It's not a word that's familiar.
Unless it was a go-dig.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's a type of a spring-tooth harrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Do you know what a spring-tooth harrow is? Yeah. Do y'all have those?
They still use them.
Still use them.
They still use them.
Okay. But you use those as well?
Yeah.
Okay. How about spike-tooth harrows? You use those as well?
I had one till I quit farming.
Okay. What are they used for?
Pulverizing the top pods.
Okay. Getting them kind of ground up so you can grow, so you can plant. Okay. Did you ever use any types of buck scrapers? Or what is a buck scraper?
Well, we had what we call a Fresno.
Okay.
And it was, might be 4, 5, or 6 feet wide. 4 or 6 horses pulling it, maybe 3 horses pulling it.
Now, what did it do?
It had a long handle on it. You could pull it down, you could scrape dirt, and when you got to wherever you wanted to get rid of it, you lifted it up and dumped it.
Okay.
To dirt.
Kind of a dirt mover. Early dirt mover.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get tough going, you can really toss you around, too.
This just a pronunciation. The thing that you did that sheepmen would have used to
that shears.
Okay. Were there many sheepmen in this area?
No.
They run them
there's
all off.
There's a few. No. Oh, I don't. Just a matter of opinion whether you like sheep or not.
How about you? Do you like sheep?
I never owned any.
Huh.
I have a neighbor. His wife grew up with sheep and said that pulled them out of depression better than anything else they had. But her husband, he prefers cattle. The boy has some sheep for a 4-H project. I think the 4-H project has brought more sheep around than anything else, don't you think?
Yes, I think so.
And that one more project that the kids can get into and learn, and they do all right.
Yeah.
These kids raise up 2 or 3 of them, and generally there's some of these stores or something like that want to help the kids, and so they'll pay twice the market price for their 4-H animals. Gives the kids a lift.
Just another item I was wondering about. The thing that you used to nail nails into a wall with is called a...
Hammer?
Okay. And the thing that we drive outside is called a... thing we drove up in, you and I.
Car?
Okay. Now, I was wondering, did you have guns on your farm? What kind? Tell me some of the different kinds of guns that you might have had.
Well, Father had a rifle when I was a boy, and it was getting pretty well worn out. He'd used it most of his lifetime, so he got a chance to sell it. Somebody wanted to buy it, and he bought a 30-30 rifle. And he used that for hunting coyotes and such like.
Okay. And the thing that you put into a rifle?
Cartridges.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any handguns, pistols?
No.
Okay. How about you?
No.
Okay. Just rifles?
Just rifles. Okay. No, I've got a... I've got a small rifle, and I've got a 16-gauge shotgun.
Okay. You mentioned that we mentioned the farmhouse. What other buildings were there on the farm?
Well, I had a small barn and also a shed for my stock cattle range in, Sheller.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a good-sized hen house, 20 by 36 feet, I believe it is.
Okay.
About 150 hens, I suppose.
Okay.